thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
It's your boy Shock the World.
It's Mina the Dragonfly.
It's Pushy E. Smith the Brat.
Watch this.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
It's not paranoia when they're really after you.
Can you get, what's up everybody, it's your boy Shock.
I'm Ms. Dragonfly.
And you're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds!
Melting Minds. Alright, we're kind of silly. Alright, so what we like to do first, we got Maxi Priest on the line. Maxi Priest, say what's up to the people.
What's up?
Alright. Man, you legend, bro. You legend.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, definitely, man. I've been listening to you since I was a kid, man. So, yeah, you legend, bro.
Oh, man.
All right, so we're going to ask you something. We're just going to do what we like to call the BS, where we just ask you a couple, like, stupid random questions, all right?
No problem.
All right, here you go. Now you want to hit with the first one?
Okay, Maxi, what is the scariest thing that has ever happened to you?
Oh, my days. Scariest thing that's ever happened to me. I was driving to Reggae Sunsplash in Jamaica, probably around the late 80s, and I was on one of those kind of gravel, those very polished kind of gravels, you know, those stone roads. And then it was raining, so I skidded and I went off in a ditch. And then I stopped about 3 or 4 feet from a tree.
Ooh.
And
were you by yourself?
A whole bunch of people. No, I wasn't by myself. I was with a crew, you know, my crew going to the Reggae Sunsplash. And then you have to understand, it was in a bush. And then all of a sudden, I just saw these whole load of people coming out. And then they recognized me, and then they picked the car up. Literally bumped the car,
bumped the car up,
and bumped it back into the road. And there was only a little damage on the front of the bump. They tied it all up, and they said, "Yo, Max, please do your thing, man."
Oh my gosh!
That's crazy.
That is so touching.
That was mad, and it's funny that as soon as you said what you said, it was like that was the first thing that came to my mind, because I remember sliding on the road, you know.
Uh-huh.
and the car just kind of lost control, and then it went off into a ditch, and you can imagine, you went down and you can't see where the hell you're going, and it's like,
ooh,
bam, it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh wow.
Yeah, that was, oh my gosh.
That's crazy. That's a cool story.
My heart beat for a long time.
He just came, that's the first thing, like, I ain't never been so scared in my life. that just happened.
Bad.
All right, next question. Yeah. Hit you with the next question, besides something random. All right. Would you rather wrestle a bear or an alligator?
Oh my gosh. is that in or out of water?
let's say they're both in their perspective. They're both in their perspective setting. So yeah.
Oh my god, then it's gotta be the bear then.
You go for the bear?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna do what Brad Pitt did.
What do you do?
You never saw
he played dead.
No.
What you gonna do but play dead with a bear? You ain't outrunning a bear.
No, you remember that boot, that movie?
She haven't seen it. Legend of the Falls. It was a good movie. It's the best. That was a really good movie.
No. Relevant or Reverend?
Reverend? Oh, is that the one with the wolves?
Yes, and no, Revenant. Resident.
You talking Brad about the movie? You talking about the movie where Brad Pitt killed the bear at the end of the movie? Or fought a bear till he died.
No, it's not Brad Pitt. It's not Brad Pitt. Oh my God, it's not Brad Pitt.
Revenant.
What's his name? Revenant, and I can't remember his name. Who was in the movie?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's the man.
Yeah, I seen that one. Yeah. Yeah, it took me a second, but I had him too crossed. But I think I would have took the bear too. I think I would have took the gator though. I would have took the gator because I seen crocodile dude jump on the back of the gator all the time. You know
I seen
mean?
A gator get handled.
And once you got your hand wrapped around their mouth, they can't open it up no more. You know what I'm saying? Because they got weak.
I'm just afraid of the water.
Oh yeah.
That's all right. Me too.
I ain't even mad at you. You know, I probably would rather fight on land than fight in the water, though. You're right about that. Yeah.
I can't do the noise. I can do the noise. I can, you know, oh, that kind of stuff. But I can't. But I'm not fighting nothing in the water.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Uh-huh. All right, next question.
So here's my next question.
Go on.
If you could be immortal, what age would you choose to stop aging at and why?
Immortal.
So if you could be immortal, what age would you choose to stop at and stay there till you die, to forever?
Oh my God. I'm gonna say 35.
30. That's a good age. 34 is prime.
Because I think guys really mature around that kind of age.
Yeah.
I think we know everything all the way up until we reach 30 and then we realize we don't know nothing.
Yeah, wise words.
And then 31, 32, 33, we begin to understand things. Mm-hmm. And then 34, 35, I think kind of begin to understand ourselves at least.
Yeah, real. That's real talk.
Yeah.
And for everybody who's just tuning in, right now we on the air with Maxi Priest. All right?
It's Maxi Priest, yo.
Do some share, invite. Yes. All right. All right. You got the next question? Oh, that's mine. That was mine, yeah, right? I got a question. All right. If you're on death row, what would be your last meal? What would be your last meal? And you can only pick 5 things.
Oh my gosh. It would be steamed fish.
And then?
With vegetables buried inside of the fish.
And ooh, then?
Right? And some crackers on top, steamed down.
And then?
How many things is that?
That was three. You got 2 more. Mm-hmm.
That's 3. Do I get something to drink?
Yeah, that's just your meal.
All right, some coconut water.
Yeah.
Oh, and then?
And how many more have I got? One more?
One
more, some apple pie and custard.
No more, and then. No more, and then. That's it. 5. Ooh. Okay. Hold on. There was no meat in there?
Yeah. He said fish.
Yeah,
right?
There was fish.
He said fish. Okay, and fish. With vegetable in the fish.
All right.
Yeah, he's eating healthy. He's like,
you are.
That's healthy. That's a healthy meal right there. Mm-hmm. I take that.
Have you ever been to Jamaica and have steamed fish?
I haven't been to Jamaica, but I'm from Hartford, Connecticut, which is like Jamaica number 3 or something in America.
Jamaica number, I think it's about in the 5.
5, right? It's there, though. It's there.
It's in the 5.
But it's in it.
It's there, for real. Because we there. But so I grew up on that, you know what I'm saying? All my boys are Jamaican or half or whatever. So, yeah.
Big up Ali and Kootin for Connecticut. No, for respect, 24/7, my princess.
Whoa! Yeah. I'm using that for a drop. Straight up. All right, what's the next question?
Okay, I got another one. Would you rather travel back in time to meet your ancestors or travel to the future to meet your descendant?
Oh my
day. Good question. Good question.
Yeah.
Good question.
I'm gonna go forward.
The hit right here.
Forward means that I'm gonna meet the Father.
Yeah.
And the Most High.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. I like that.
Father. That was okay.
That was philosophical. You got you.
Yeah. Good. Well.
He's saying he'd rather go forward because forward is towards the Most High. You know what I'm saying? Instead of looking back.
That's right.
Makes way more sense. Yeah. You know what I'm
that is the truth. That is the truth.
Does. I think I would have picked the future too. I think I'd be way more interested in seeing what's up ahead than what's behind me. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes.
Definitely agree with that one. All right.
I felt that one.
I got one last question. This is one last stupid question for you, right? Let me see. Yeah. Would you rather have the feeling of a Q-tip cleaning your ear? You know, like when you get out of the shower, you put a Q-tip in your ear, you clean your ear and make that feeling in your ear? Would you rather have that feeling in your ear all day long or a giant mosquito bite that will never stop being itchy?
Oh my God, are you for real?
Are you for real? Seriously?
A Q-tip,
You know how you walk around with that face all day if you had a Q-tip thing in your ear?
I am going with the Q-tip.
Nice.
Yeah.
At least it feels good, right?
I have known people that have had what we call a 40 leg in the West Indies in their ear.
What?
In their ear?
Yes, crawl into their ear.
At 40, oh, like the centipedes?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about sending a 40 legs.
And trust me.
So they're walking around like that all day.
Their mind.
They don't know that it's in there. You know
oh my
God. And they can't get it out. They're in there.
They lose their mind.
Right. Oh my God.
You would. Yeah, you would.
Hey, Casey Lynn.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that little 40 day like thing. That's pretty cool. I'm gonna use that. I love fun facts. I love fun facts.
That is torturous, though. I do have one more funny one.
All right, guys.
Go on, baby.
If you were a character on Looney Tunes, who would you be?
On what?
On Looney Tunes. The cartoon. Bugs Bunny, you know, Donald Duck, all them little.
Looney Tunes.
Is that the
one?
Acme.
Oh yeah.
No, you got to remind me of Looney Tunes.
All right, Looney Tunes is Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, the racist white dude with the red mustache, Yosemite Sam or whatever his name is.
Now I know who you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
The Roadrunner.
I'll go with the What's Up.
What's Up, Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
He's clever.
All laid back.
Yeah. He's clever. He's a star.
Okay,
he's a
I
star.
See.
I like the Road Runner.
What's up, dog?
But it's not a carrot. It's a blunt. All right, mine's would be a blunt. It would be a carrot.
You know what? That's probably what I would say. Okay, it's not a carrot. It's a blunt.
Like, what's up, dog? Pure smoke coming out my carrot.
That would be a good clip, huh?
Yeah, that would be a really good clip.
I would turn him into one of the Marx Brothers. The one with the cigar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the end of this segment. We're going to go to the next segment. This is the end of the segment. That's what we call the BS, all right?
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shock.
I'm Ms. Dragonfly.
And welcome back to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And yes, we have to do that every time we come on. And right now we got Maxi Priest on the phone. What's up, Maxi?
That's right. I'm here.
It's the priest. It's Fada.
In the house.
Yes, Fada.
All right.
Right. Alright, so look, now we got some trivia questions. We're just gonna see if you can guess who is the artist of the song or the question, trivia question. Alright, you ready?
Are you ready?
Alright, let's go. You go with your first one.
Okay, picture this, we're both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. Who's that?
Oh my God. For real?
Uh-huh.
That's Shaggy.
Shaggy!
I'm just saying.
I like them tracks you got with Shaggy on the album too, man.
Oh man, thank you so much.
If you ever get a chance to check out the live, we actually reviewed, we didn't play your album or anything, but we played the song that we liked, and we week. We're talking about the album.
I'm waiting for your phone call. It is so awesome. So, it's like the ultimate dream team, y'all. You just got it.
Woo! Everything we can, it was fire. Perfect. Yeah, it was perfect. Perfect.
Thank you so much. And honestly, I've been a ball with it. And everywhere I go, everybody's got their own favorite. And I feel like, yo, I've achieved something that I've always wanted to achieve, where it's music for everybody.
Yes, it sure is.
It
one,
is.
One genre of music.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's like an international, like everybody can enjoy this album.
You know what we say? We don't say it's international, we say it's ultra-national.
Ultra-national, yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right, so here we go. So he got that one correct. Correct. All right, so next one, I got one for you. She sung, what the bum bum, bum bum bidum, bum bum.
What the bum bum. Oh my gosh, what am I talking about? Shaka Demon Suppliers. Shaka Demon Suppliers.
Shaka Demon Suppliers, correct!
That's right. When you said, ooh, I was like, oh my God, did I get it wrong? No. Yeah, couldn't. Never.
All right. Next one.
Okay, what? I'm going to need you to say, Sim Sima, who's got the keys to my Bimar? And tell me who it is.
Beanie Man of the keys to the Bimar.
Yes, it is. Yes, you said Beanie Man, right?
Yeah, I said Beanie Man.
All right. Next one. Let me see. He got this one of my favorite tracks by him back when I was young too. Look into my eyes. Tell me what you see. Can you feel my pain? Are you my enemy? You be talking, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who was that?
The Killer.
Bounty Killer. Hey.
The Killer.
Yeah.
Killer, who's also on my album.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's actually why I brought him up, because he's on the album. And I was happy as shit.
with my son, Jay Sav.
Oh, word? That's your son?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's my son, Jay Sav. You better check him out.
Oh, man. I didn't even know. That's crazy.
You love it.
Oh, that's awesome. Crazy.
Well, awesome. I already love the whole album.
Jay Sav. Nice. Jay Sav. And our answer was correct.
S-A-V.
Wait, say it again one more time.
C-H-E-S-A-V.
All right, Jay Sav. Y'all heard.
That's right.
Y'all heard. All right, we're still on the phone with Maxi Priest right now. All right, I got to give him the next question. We're going to try to rush through these.
Okay, which one of Bob Marley's sons sang, Welcome to Jam Rock?
DM me on.
Yeah, cool. Welcome to John Rock. I like that joint. That's my joint. All right, you know him?
Of course I do. I've known him from he was a young boy.
Word. I figured. Let's figure. Yeah. All right. Next one.
I brought him. I actually brought him to one of his first sons.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
That's cool, man.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. All right. Next one.
Yes. Okay, what two artists plays Big and Dwayne in the movies Shutters?
Biggs and Dwayne.
Shutters.
Dwayne, me want go.
And Dwayne.
Biggs and Dwayne. Dwayne, me want go far too.
Oh my gosh! In Shutters.
Shutters. Yes. Top Shutters.
All right, I'm gonna guess. I think that one of them is Kimani.
Correct. Yes. Correct.
And I don't know the other one. I'm not sure who the other one is.
It's Spraga Benz.
Yes.
Spraga Benz. You know what? Spraga Benz. I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Huh? Yeah, it was on. I knew it. Yeah, that movie was great.
It was on the tip of my tongue, man. You beat me to it.
Yeah, I got that.
I'll give you that though. You got
yes,
it. I'll give you
did.
Correct. I'll give you correct. Correct.
Spraga.
I give it to you.
Spraga, the girls, them. I'm not gonna say.
He did. I got that.
What's your next one? Well, you did? Alright, so I got one more. Alright. Last one.
Go ahead.
We may not be familiar with all your cultural. Fun your fight to Sinsimia, but they wait for court to come. You know
oh
that?
My days. It's got to be the way that you're singing it.
I know I suck. I don't want to do his voice, but I'm like, it really sounds more like this.
We may not be familiar with all your culture up upon the fight that's into me, but they wait for court to come.
Come on, I had to do a voice and everything.
Is that, is either Sizzler or Bujo?
Bujo! Yo, I love Sizzler.
Bujo.
Yeah, but it's Bujo. Yeah. Correct.
You got it all right.
You got them all right. Let's give them all the it killed it. All right.
It's a good thing you didn't ask me anything about rock.
Oh man, no, I wouldn't do that. I try to keep it. I try to keep it based around whoever the round. We want you to win. But we just like talking about stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we just wanted to have fun with y'all because we've been looking forward to this interview.
So yeah.
It's Maxi Priest, you guys. We are interviewing Maxi Priest right now.
So please share, invite. Remember, after the show, we're doing a live review, powerhouse106fm@gmail.com. That's powerhouse106fm@gmail.com. All right. So, but that's the end of that one. He got 8 out of 8, so he's the man. Here it is.
Oh,
all right, so we're going to play some songs. Well, not really, but I was just saying we're going to play some songs, but...
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
We're trying something different.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shock.
I'm Ms. Dragonfly.
And welcome back to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And right now, we got Maxi Priest on the phone. What's up, Maxi
Priest?
That's
right. That's right. It's Maxi Priest on the Priest on the line.
Hey, can you hit a note for the people? Can you hit a little note?
Ain't no use pretending you don't feel the way I do. With this message that your body sends, I can tell you moaning too.
I've been listening to a week.
Thank you. Hey, you just made my wife's panties wet for me. Good job, buddy. Good job. She's in the shower listening to it. I'm like, damn, she got nothing. But she played all your shit at the border.
I just heard the new album this morning, so we've been on Maxi Priest reggae vibe all day.
And actually, she's been on it all week. I BS you. She's been on it all week. She's been on it all week.
Thank you so much. Honestly, I'm really happy with this album. I'm on top of the world. I feel so good about it. Uh-huh. You know, I've done albums in the past where, you know, you're playing through the tracks and you kind of cringe when a track is coming up and kind of go, oh my God, what are you going to think about this? And honestly, this whole album, I just feel so confident and so real about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of the effort and the work that Shaggy, my good friend, put into it, mm-hmm. along with his crew from the Ranch studio. And all the artists that participated on the album, including my son, Bounty Killer, Anthony Hamilton,
yes.
My God, Noah Power.
You got Estelle too, right?
Estelle.
Yeah, Estelle.
Estelle. Yes.
You know,
I like Estelle.
Shaggy, Killer, all of them.
It's like a dream team.
Everybody put their heart and soul into it.
Yeah,
you definitely really want to check out that album.
I think it really shines.
So
I agree because I've heard it. Yes.
Because I've heard it. I will. We got mine. So let me ask you. Now, it's not kind of a weird question. But it's a music question, and they ask it a lot. Like, you've done like shows and tours all over the world and everything. But uh-huh. if there was like no music. Like, what would you be without music? Like, if you, not like there was no music, but say you didn't do music, what would be like the, like, what do you think that you would be doing?
I would be doing construction. I'm a carpenter by trade.
Word.
And,
builder.
And even though I do my music, I have property and I build. No. So, you know, today, before I done this interview, you know, I'm running through paperwork and you know, making sure everybody's lined up for tomorrow to, you know, fix this, fix that, put in a new kitchen, do that, do this.
Nice.
You know,
that sounds like the life, bro. Property. That sounds like the life to me. Like, well, that's my end game. You know, just build.
It really is.
Well, you know what? It is, and I'm very proud of that. It allows me to enjoy my time with music. And not stress on music to say,
you
know, this is how I gotta live, and this is how I gotta be doing to live. I do music because I love music, and I managed to earn a living elsewhere so that I can somewhat give thanks for whatever blessing comes my way with the music.
Yes, humble. Yes,
I like it. I love it.
Yep, definitely.
Love it.
So, what is one of your favorite all-time songs to perform?
Oh my gosh!
I mean, you gotta have that one track where you're just like, woo!
I used to be an artist. And I don't think you're gonna have one track. I think it's like what you feel that night.
You know what? And I'm glad you said that, because that is really where it's at. Because there's times when you're doing a show and that special moment comes depending on the song and the audience and the that time,
right?
That you delivered it there and then. You know, you know, one night it could be Wild World, and then the night it could be Close to You. Another night it could be something else, you know. It just all depends on that moment, and especially how you feel and how you deliver that particular song and how it's received by it. Because it's a two-way thing. It's not just me as an artist performing. It's performing something that we can all enjoy and feel a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, anybody comes to a Maxi Priest concert, it's not all about me. It's about how we can come together and enjoy the evening so that we can all walk home after the show with a smile on our face and say, you know what, we had a great time.
We had a good time.
That's what the day is about.
When I know you're in London, when you coming over here to perform, bro?
I'm in Connecticut come the 30th this month.
Yeah, you know what? Funny thing is, we're in Florida right now. We're actually in Tampa area. That's where we do the show. But we're moving back up there for the holidays to like February and like in December, beginning of December. So we'll probably try to come out there and catch the show.
I'm in Connecticut at Mohegan.
Are you performing there? Are you going to be performing?
On the 30th. Yeah, I'm coming up. You know, I was like, when Mohegan first opened up, I literally was like one of the first black acts that actually got to perform inside the Mohegan. They wouldn't even let there were people who were trying to get shows put at the Mohegan, and they didn't do it because they thought it was like a risk, like maybe somebody might shoot it up or something. But my manager...
Well, that's great that you said that, because, you know the statue of the chief that's outside there now?
Uh-huh.
I met him.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, we used to hang out together when I did my first early shows up there.
Damn, man. Mohegan's popping. I love that. So, I love that spot, man.
So you got history there.
Yeah.
You know, I got a lot of history there.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Foxwoods, too. I go to
treat us really good.
Yeah, that's what's up. You probably know some of my people's in here, because my guy, he's like the VIP guy, handled all the VIP shit. But
well, you know what? I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of the whole situation.
Work.
And it's such a great thing to see my people's just grow like that.
Word. I'm actually really happy to go back up there. All right.
Have you seen the Hard Rock Cafe in Florida?
It's not even like we drive by it all the time, but I'm not really a casino person myself. But I grew up there.
It's not so much that you're a casino person, but to know that you know that it belongs to the Indians.
Oh man, I love that. I say that all the time. Yes. Let them get all the money. I'm part Native American too, so let them get all the money. I'm really fucking ecstatic about it.
And then for them to build that shape of a guitar, that is like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. They did good.
The shape of a guitar as a hotel. Mm. That's pioneering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's. I'm so happy for them, actually, to be honest with you. For whatever, you know what I mean? I still don't think it's enough. I think there more should be done, but for,
no,
for them.
No, it's not, but
you
but,
know what I mean?
They're getting something back for it. I mean, yeah. You know, we ain't really had a penny back for slavery.
Yeah.
So yeah, you gotta kind of. Yeah. You gotta look at it that way.
Yeah, for real. That's why I'm like, at least they're getting something. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
they still ain't give us shit. And I say that shit out loud. They ain't give us shit. They still.
That's the real deal.
They still beating us. All right.
Wow, that was pretty heavy. Cool. And here I am, Curious George, just trying to dig for more information. Yeah. probably he's
Curious
taking.
George.
Okay. So, here's the question: what is the weirdest thing that ever happened to you on tour?
Weirdest thing.
Yes, like weird.
On
it
tour.
Was just weird. Out of the norm, weird.
All freaky. We don't discriminate,
okay,
bruh.
Just weird. Okay.
No, there's been some weird things.
Ooh, I bet.
Some of the things that I cannot reveal.
I let it go.
I extra laugh because I closed my eyes and I saw something. And I said, no, Max, you can't say that.
Actually, you can say whatever you want. This show is pre-recorded. We edit it out later.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
That's what makes it even worse.
I know, right? Like, I gave
you. Like,
I'm the little devil on your shoulder. Like, go ahead, tell him all.
There's been some weird things
that's
happened on the road, but God knows.
Oh man! All right, so listen. I got what got you into like music, like in general, like what really got you started into music?
Just my sheer feelings.
My soul, my heart, my feelings.
From my mother's womb, and my mother was a missionary in Pentecostal church, God rest her soul. Mm-hmm. She sung, and as we came out, we all came out singing. So I guess that vibration from there. But, you know, my heart and my soul from a child, I sung for everything. If I was happy, I sung. If I was sad, I sung. If I got my ass whopped for whatever wrong things I did, after crying, I sung. If I was looking to understand what life is about, I sung. Nice. So I had this little thing which I call my friend, my singing. Nice. I call it my friend. I put him beside me, and he's here beside me all the time. I could always turn to him for understanding and comfort and guidance. You know what I'm saying? So that's what got me into music. Just, you know, my sheer heart, soul, feelings, and this companion, my voice, you know, that walks with me.
That's what's up, man.
Yes.
That was deep.
That really
like
was.
I literally got, I felt you empathically through the phone, and I just like came like real like subtle and peaceful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm very, very serious about that. And you know, I don't know. You asked a question earlier on, what would you do without music, or someone to that effect? Mm-hmm. And I kind of stopped. It made me stop and think. You know, and then I was gonna answer you. I'd sing. I'd sing.
That's it.
Yeah, because if there was no instrument or nothing like that, I'm singing. Yeah.
You make your own music, right?
That's it.
I am singing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
You know, music or no music, I'm singing.
All right, I don't know how much time you got, bro, so I don't want to hold you up too long.
No, I got another question.
Man, I'm with you. I'm enjoying it.
All right, cool. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so dead or alive, who is an artist you've always wanted to collab with?
Always wanted to collab
and with. Haven't yet, dead because, you know, alive. That was the ultimate collabo.
Yeah, I think I would want to have collaborated with Marvin Gaye.
Marvin, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let's get it on. Wow. Oh man, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, you just sent chills.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And the reason for that, because I just think he's just raw.
Yeah.
Raw. Mm-hmm. Raw talent. I don't think it was constructed and mm-hmm. put together. I just think it was just, as I explained earlier on, just heart, soul, and feelings, and just raw singing.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's technically one of the greatest singer in the world. Yeah. I just think that he's the greatest singer in the world because he expresses what he feels within, you know? That's what makes him, to me, one of the greatest.
Yeah, one of the. Well, there is no such thing as the greatest. It's always one of the greatest.
No. There is no such thing.
No, it's always one of the greatest.
You know, people just have their ways of trying to categorize things.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, put things into cubicles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, he would definitely be in that top, you know.
We deal with a lot of unsigned artists. And they're always screaming out how they're the best, or they're the great, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, calm down, dude. It's not a competition. Just make your music and see who likes it. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
it's not a competition.
That's the real deal. It's not for me to sit and say anybody's the greatest singer mm-hmm. or anybody's that. It's how did that person touch you?
Mm-hmm.
How did that person affect you?
Yeah.
How did that person touch your emotions or make you even stop to think, you know, it's all of that.
That's what art is, man. It's not a matter of what, it's just your opinion. It's about how
different
you
strokes rock different folks, and people have to respect that. You gotta respect the art. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So.
Go ahead.
All right. I was about to ask you.
No.
I got another question for you. So if you had like something that you felt like you can, that you should tell all your fans, like a message for your fans, like something that you want to stick, if anything that came out of this interview, like what's your jewel? What's that gem you got for your fans?
Man, I'm a messenger of God, and my message is God first and everything else afterwards.
Word. That's what's up. You heard him, right? He said God first and everything after. I say the universe.
That's right.
I like to say the universe now, because I don't like to picture God as a man anymore. I like to picture him as an energy or something just way greater than all of us.
You picture him anyhow you want.
Exactly.
That's exactly. What it is. Yes.
That's, and I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Whatever way makes you sink
you
into the power.
I'm not here to bring anybody to any kind of denomination
mm-hmm.
or anything like that.
I'm just
letting you know that somebody exists.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. It's there.
You know?
It's the energy.
And if you disregard that it exists, then you deal with that.
I don't believe in Buddha, Allah, whatever. They're all good as long as they're making you a good person.
You deal with it anyhow you want to.
As long as it's making you a good person. Yep.
Just recognize.
Word, straight up.
Yes.
Agree.
Definitely.
Agree.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
You got one?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I feel that by recognizing will create us a better world to live in.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Show love and get love. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's all the world needs.
I've got
one question. Only because I was having this debate with my boy back in the day. Which is the best Bob Marley album? To you.
Wow. I can't even tell you off the top of my head.
You can't?
Which one is best? No, I can't tell you which is the best album.
What's your favorite song then? What's your favorite song?
For me now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Bob Marley is not even about albums anymore.
Yeah, right.
It's about a genre of music. Uh-huh. You know, and it's a music that just has a vibration that spreads across the world.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how to even say to you whether that's the song or this is the song or that's the album. I just call it Bob Marley music.
Word.
Done.
You just get it done.
because you know the thing about it, that you ain't getting no more.
That's it. That's like, I'm happy he left enough. That's what I know.
he done what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And he done a very good job of what he was supposed to do. Maybe in a small amount, but it's not the amount, it's the effect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not quantity, it's quality.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I feel you on
that.
Yeah. Them say it's not the size of the bullet, it's not the size of the gun, it's the effect of the bullet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the size of the boat, but it's motion in ocean.
Yes.
We could go on all day here.
Mm-hmm. Bars. Bars.
It's carbon footprints.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, so listen, why don't you give your shout-outs, let everybody know, check out the album, you know what I'm saying? Just do you right now.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I just want to thank everybody for the support over the years, not only for my music, but for music on a whole. It doesn't matter which genre you are into. If you're into it, just support it. Go out there and support it, because it won't survive without support. I want to thank everybody for the support over the years. No matter whatever it is that you're doing in life, I wish you all the best and stay blessed until we meet again.
Bless up.
Yes, and we wish you all the best too. This has been such a heartwarming interview. It just took a turn somewhere.
Yeah, I love it though. That was a great interview. Thank you very much, bro.
Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate you.
Send your information and I'll do you some jingles and send you back.
All right, yes, please do. That'll be awesome, bro. That'll be awesome. All right, man, you have a good night, man.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Definitely. Good luck to everything.
Bless up. One.
Thank you, darling. Peace.
All right.
Cool. And that is the end of Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And now we're going to go into the live review. Just let me clear my throat.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.